Hey everybody, I have a shorty for you today. Go grab your earbuds and I will see you in a minute.
Welcome to the Market Your Biz Better podcast with my mom, Deb LaFlam. She created this podcast for biz owners like you who could use a little help in the marketing department. I've heard her on calls and she's pretty good at what she does. Don't be embarrassed. My mom says you can't be an expert at everything. And between us, the more you need her support, the more Netflix you get to watch. My mom knows you are busy running your biz, and that's why most of her episodes will be a quick tip you can do right away. Sometimes she meets talented people and she'll get really excited about them and how they can help you and will invite them on as a guest. My mom is standing over me ready to get this podcast episode started. Thanks for listening.
This shorty really is one that you can apply in your business, whether you are an online business owner or you have a brick and mortar. I really want you to think about the journey for your customers, the new customers, the current customers, and people who potentially don't even know that they're going to be working with you or buying from you. I want you to think of what it felt like one time in your life when someone invited you over to their home. Maybe you were really young and your parents were driving you to a birthday party, or potentially you were older, maybe in your adult life, and you got invited someplace you had never been before. Now, today we have Google Maps, right? So we are able to ask our phones to give us strict instructions on how to get from point A to point B. But there was a time where we would get an invitation or a phone call or even an email with an address, and we kind of had to figure how to get there on our own. Let's talk about this example of getting there on our own. I want you to envision that your business is a home, okay? So it's a building, even if your business is online. But I want you, for this example, to think of your business as a home. And you've invited your most amazing dream clients over to your home. And when they leave their space, their safe space, where they're sure of how to get there, and venture to your home, they're not sure which ways to turn, which lefts or rights to take. When they get to a fork in the road, do they go left? Do they go right? Do they go up a hill? Do they go around a corner? Do they go through a roundabout or traffic circle, whoever you're listening to? How will they get there? What is that way to get to your house? And so what you need to do is give them instructions of how to get there. So you're going to tell them to get on the highway and go for 4 miles and then take exit 8. And then from exit 8, they'll take a left, and off that street, they'll go half a mile, take a right, maybe take another left, maybe take another left. They'll go into a neighborhood where they'll see a windmill, and the windmill will be, you know, on their left, and your house is across the street from the windmill on the right. Great. You got them there. You got them to your house. They got there easily. There was no stress. So what did you do? You gave them those breadcrumbs of the journey to get them to your space, to your home, to your website, to your business, because you gave them really clear instructions. You told them exactly what you needed them to do to get them to your home or your business. So these are the kinds of instructions. When we say use calls to action, this is exactly what you need to do. You need to be dripping this information in front of your audience, in front of your members, in front of your fans, your followers, your readers. You want them to know exactly how to get to your home. So before we even have them get out of the car, I want to give you some examples of how you can get them to your home. When you're using social media, when you're using, like, for example, Facebook posts, you could tell them to click here, right? Clicking here would get them some other place, whether it's to a blog post that you want them to read, or maybe an about page on your website. Or if you're hosting an event, click here to learn more about my event. Those little breadcrumbs get them in front of you and your business more frequently than just selling something. So you want to make sure that you are dripping in that message, dripping in those pieces of information that actually will get them to your home, or obviously if you're a business owner, to your business. So you're going to consistently do that. Now, consistently doesn't necessarily mean 3 times a day, 7 days a week. Consistently means being in front of your audience when they need to see you. So for some of my clients, that's 4 or 5 times a week. You could do that. You can schedule that ahead of time if you want. You can plan that out a whole month in advance. For other people, depending upon what you sell, what type of products or services you sell, you might want to be in front of your audience 3 or 4 times a day. And we can talk more about what that looks like for your business. It does not have to be the same as everyone else's. Let's identify what works for you and for your audience. Okay, so we've talked about dripping those breadcrumbs and getting people to your property, to your land, to your address, to your website, to your business. So now I'm there. I've driven to your address, the address you gave me, and I'm there, and I'm sitting in front of your home, and I'm looking in front of your home, and there are 3 doors in front of your home or on your home. 3 doors, beautiful doors. I want to go into all of them, but I'm not sure which door to choose. Now, doesn't matter if your home is small, if your business is small, doesn't matter if your business or your home is large, doesn't matter if your website is dated or your website is new and super robust, you know what door you want your customers to come into. You know how you want your customers to connect with you next when they arrive at your home. But they do not. So when your customers arrive in front of your home or your business or in front of your website when they're on their mobile device or on their computer, they need to be 100% sure which door to open, or they will panic and they will go someplace else. Now, obviously, this is a little more intense than is going to happen 100% of the time. You will have customers and clients and fans and followers that will test each of those doors. They will open each of them. But let's say you have 3 doors on your home. I'm actually talking about my home. I do have 3 doors. I have a front door. I have a side door that goes through my garage, which comes into my home. And I have a back door. Actually, I have 4 doors. I have a basement door too. But on the front of the house, I have 2 doors that my customers or visitors could come through. We rarely use our front door. Okay, so strangers, delivery people, someone coming to the home for the first time will often go to the front door because that's the door that we've been taught to go through. But that might not be the door we want them to go in. So think of that. Think of your home and think of your website and think of your business and think of what it feels like to be that person on the outside not knowing which door to choose. So when we have people coming to our home, I make sure I let them know that they can come through the door in the garage to get through the side entrance, okay? That's how we want people to come into our home, and we make it really clear for guests. Even our UPS guy now knows to drop packages at the side door because that's the door we use more often, okay? But if we don't tell people what door to use, they could panic and go someplace else. They could go buy for someone else. They could go use someone else's services because someone else made it easier than you. So bringing this all back and coming full circle with what I want you to learn from today's shorty is make it really easy for your customers, your fans, your followers. Give them the breadcrumbs, drip that information, give them those instructions like Google Maps, getting them from point A to point B, but don't leave them there. Then tell them what is next. Which door should they enter? What do you want them to do when they arrive at your home or your business or your website? Don't let them make a decision that isn't the decision you want them to make. Tell them where to click. Tell them what to do next. Tell them what door to use. Okay? I think you can do this. I know you can do this. Remember how you felt when you showed up at a home and you weren't sure which entrance to go in. Or maybe you weren't even sure if it was the right home. That's happened to us too. You're not sure. I'm not really sure. They didn't tell me what color their house is. I mean, I live in a red house. It's really easy. It's the only red house on the street. So I can say you're going to go down a long driveway, you're going to see a red house, and you can use the door that goes into the garage, right? You're going to make it really clear. We just want to get people to your house. We want to get people to your business. We want to get people to your website. How can you do that better? All right. So I want to see how you guys are going to be using this experience, this example of marketing your biz better by giving your customers, your clients, your fans, all the information they need. Okay. Think of it as your biz map, the guide. Use those breadcrumbs. Whether they're new people, whether they've been there before, maybe it was years ago, always tell people, make sure they are confident and comfortable in getting to your business, to your home, to your online store, to your website. It is our responsibility as business owners to give our customers the information they need to take the next step. Can't wait to see what you guys come up with. Really hope this is helpful. It probably could be the reason why people are turning away. Just don't take this stuff for granted. These are very important details that your customers need to feel even more comfortable trusting you, liking you, building those relationships with you. I'll see you guys on the next episode.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Market Your Biz Better podcast. I know there are tons of podcasts that you can choose to listen to, and I am so excited that you took the time to listen to mine. If I mention any websites or links during the episode, you can definitely find them over in the show notes. And I would love for you to find your way over to Facebook and join my free Facebook community, Social Post Ideas with Deb LaFlamme. Request to join, and once we bring you on in, I've got a free download for you to help with those creative times when you're not feeling so creative and give you the chance to get those creative marketing juices flowing. 18 social post ideas to get you started. If you liked what you heard, if you know a business friend or buddy that could benefit from hearing my podcast, Market Your Biz Better, please share. I'd appreciate it. See you guys on the next episode.